This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold discussions with Myanmar President U Min Aung Hlaing in New Delhi today. The talks will be held on further strengthening the historical and civilizational ties between the two countries. The entire gamut of relations between Myanmar and India, including security and connectivity, will come up for discussions during the talks. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval called on the visiting dignitary in Delhi last evening. The Myanmar president arrived in Gaya, Bihar, on a five-day visit to India on Saturday. Our correspondent reports that Myanmar lies at the confluence of India's neighborhood first, Act East and Mahasagar policies. The official visit of Myanmar president to India is expected to further strengthen and deepen the multifaceted relations between the two countries. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has said an expert team of cybersecurity professionals from various government agencies and Indian Institutes of Technology has been deployed to secure the OnMark portal, which is its on-screen marking OSM system utilized for evaluation of Class 12 answer sheets. In a social media post, the board said it is closely monitoring vulnerabilities in the portal and a thorough review is being carried out to rule out any other exploitable weaknesses. In Himachal Pradesh, the Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, has won 3 out of the 4 municipal corporations in the civic body elections, winning Dharamshala, Solan and Mandi. The Congress Party has won the Palampur Municipal Corporation. The polling took place on 17th of this month. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has instructed district administrations, the Relief Commissioner's Office and concerned departments to maintain continuous monitoring and ensure immediate action in the event of any disaster following incidents of storms, rainfall and severe weather in several districts. The Chief Minister has directed that in districts where there has been a loss of human life or livestock due to strong winds, rain, hailstorms or other natural calamities, the affected families should be provided with the prescribed relief assistance without delay. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will launch the Khet Bachao Abhiyan from Raisen District in Madhya Pradesh today. The month-long campaign will continue till 30th of June. The focus of the campaign will be on balanced and judicious use of fertilizers, timely advice to farmers in the view of weather-related challenges, active participation at panchayat level and delivering the benefits of the schemes directly to the villages. Renowned singer Suman Kalyanpur passed away at her residence in Mumbai. She was 89. The veteran singer was known for her work in Hindi, Marathi and several other Indian languages during the golden era of film music from the 1950s to the 1970s. Maharashtra Governor Jishnudev Verma, Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis, Deputy Chief Ministers Eknath Shinde and Sunetra Pawar and Union Minister Nitin Gadkari have expressed grief over the passing of Suman Kalyanpur. In Jammu and Kashmir, the self-enumeration phase of the house listing and housing census has concluded and the main field exercise is set to begin today. Enumerators and supervisors will conduct door-to-door visits across the Union Territory from today until the 30th of this month to collect detailed information on housing and population. The authorities have appealed to residents to cooperate fully with their field teams to ensure smooth, accurate and timely collection of data. In Myanmar, more than 45 people were killed in a blast at a building in the northeastern part of the country that was reportedly storing explosives used for mining. According to media reports, around 70 others were injured in the explosion which occurred around noon in the village of Kongtup in Namkam Township. And cricket defending champions Royal Challengers Bengaluru successfully retained the IPL title, defeating Gujarat Titans by 5 wickets in the final at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. Put into bat first, Gujarat Titans posted 155 for 8 in the stipulated 20 overs. In reply, Royal Challengers Bengaluru comfortably chased down the target, scoring 161 for 5 in 18 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.